This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Family members of victims of the September 11th attacks are opposing U.S. President Joe Biden's participation in memorial events unless he declassifies government documents that they contend will show Saudi Arabian leaders supported the attacks. The victims' family members, joined by first responders and survivors of the attacks, released a letter Friday as the event's 20th anniversary nears, calling on Biden to skip this year's memorial events unless he releases the documents. Nearly 1,800 people signed the letter asking that Biden release the documents, which they believe implicate Saudi Arabian officials. The families have argued that Saudi officials had advanced knowledge of the attacks and did nothing to stop them. Subsequent administrations, including those of Presidents George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, have refused to release the documents, citing national security interests. Two Myanmar citizens were arrested Friday on charges alleging that they conspired to oust Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, who opposes the military junta that seized power earlier this year, by injuring or even killing him. U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said in a release Friday that the two men plotted to seriously injure or kill Myanmar's ambassador in an attack that was to take place on American soil. According to court documents in White Plains, New York federal court, a Thailand arms dealer who sells weapons to the Myanmar military hired the pair to hurt the ambassador to try to force him to step down. If that didn't work, the ambassador was to be killed, according to authorities. Myanmar's military overthrew the country's civilian government in early February.